Despite security breaches, a ministry moves forward with African famine relief. A short-term team helps Guatemala cope with floods and rain, and an international ministry stays stateside to help in the cancer fight. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Kenya is going after the Somali militants blamed for two aid worker kidnappings last week. There are growing concerns that foreign aid workers have become prime targets. Worse yet, the security lapse could have a negative impact on the famine relief effort. Bright Hope International's Craig Dyer says their teams are unaffected by the situation.
On the one hand, yes, there are these threats. On the other, the places that specifically Bright Hope is engaged are peaceful but yet desperately needy.
They resource the local church, and sometimes people want to know why.
We'll take that as far as we can. If it's sharing the gospel and seeing somebody come to Christ, that will be done. If it's just why, and they walk away, hopefully that's enough to spur them on to be considering, who is this God, and come back and ask some more questions.
A recent food distribution provided 38,000 meals.
For $20, we can feed a family of four for a week.
There's a link at missionnetworknews.org. Next, weeks of torrential rains in Central America have cost at least 80 lives. Reports say many regions of Guatemala are flooded and rains continue. Gloria Caceres with Orphan Outreach says,
praise God, our ministries are safe. There's been about 17,000 people that has gone in damages all over the country.
Entire communities have been wiped out. Thousands will need to rebuild or relocate. Health concerns are also popping up.
We're still under red alert. There's a lot of people that are already suffering from respiratory issues, and a lot of people that has, you know, colds, and it might possibly turn into pneumonias or things like that to the weather.
Fortunately, since a short-term medical team was in Guatemala last week,
they were able to leave a lot of medicine that I'm going to relocate, and hopefully some of the affected people will get some of that medicine.
Pray for opportunities to share Christ. You're listening to Mission Network News. October 21st is World Student Day, a day set aside by the International Fellowship of Evangelical Students to pray for university students worldwide in free and closed nations. InterVarsity Christian Fellowship is a member. InterVarsity's Bob Grauman says while students in closed countries are persecuted, oppression is also happening on campuses in the U.S.
InterVarsity and other Christian student ministries are under tremendous pressures from a number of universities. I hear the figure quoted, two a week are trying to kick off Christian student groups from their campuses.
Grauman tells us what will make this a successful event.
What we'd love to see and what we're praying for and working for is a worldwide revival of young people coming to Jesus, growing in Him, and being powerful witnesses. That would change the world.
Meanwhile, this Friday, Malawi will be hosting an international first, a kids' soccer game. It might not sound so innovative, but it's the kids who make this game unique. Each kid playing was born with club foot and has now been healed by means of Cure International and other organizations. To even kick a soccer ball for them is a huge feat and something to be celebrated. It gives Cure another opportunity to share God's love, too, by being a good witness. And sometimes international aid stays national when a cause is too good to pass up. International Aid has been able to partner with the Cancer Fund of America to provide medicine, hygiene items, nutrition items, and more to cancer patients in the United States who can't afford the expensive costs of health care. International Aid is a blessing to many through this service and has the opportunity to point people to Christ as they serve in this way. Learn more at our website. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Are you concerned about where your nation's headed? Well, that nation may not matter. To remind you about what nation is important, Mission Network News is making available the book Jesus Nation by Dr. Joe Stoll, president of Cornerstone University, for your gift of any amount. Get yours by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.